This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball fan with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We did tell the guy we'd do it in the 8 o'clock hour. He could listen to everybody's responses.
Yeah, I felt like giving some help.
I do have to correct it as I go because there is some, not misspellings, but something such as.
You're that person.
You can always email us, theriseguys@aol.com, and you can feel free to call in and help this feller out. 1-800-774-0093. That is the TLCMotors.com phone line. You can also text that same number. I like calls, but if you want to text, you can. That's
do
fine.
What you want. Same number.
Hey, Rise Guys, first off, I've listened for 10 plus years and I enjoy the show very much. It's one of the bright spots of my day. First off, God.
Like, I feel better already.
But that's like, I want you to do more.
I
appreciate the compliment, but gosh.
I want to enjoy being a bright spot for a little bit.
I know, but that it's touching, but at the same time, like, God.
Yeah, it tugs at you. It's like the ones that say, when you guys aren't there, I don't know what to do.
I know Matt Man, misspelled by the way, M-A-T-M-A-N, like Batman. No. Two T's. I know Matt Man is going to say, I wish that I would call in, but I can't because I'm afraid PPL, no one writes people anymore, it's all PPL, would recognize my voice. I told a friend and he kind of busted my ass about this. Here goes. I love my wife. Oh boy, when you start off with that.
Here it comes.
It's like when you see the bumper sticker. You cheated.
Are you the same Facebook account?
You cheated. I love my wife. Anyway, I love my wife. We have been married for 4 years and no kids. Yes, she is my best friend. We are close and tell each other everything, except I've not told her this.
Oh, who's going to tell us?
She has started going to the bathroom in front of me. What? And I don't mean what you think.
Like they'd be in the store and she'd just go?
That's what I was thinking, right? It's like she just dropped trowel right there at the Walmart. It's not what you think. We have a master bath where you walk into the bathroom and walk through to go to the closet. I had one just like that, and that was bothersome.
Especially if you have guests.
It messes up the breezeway, too. If you're in the shower, you got like a warm, foggy, humidity-filled room, and somebody opens that door and it all whisks out, and you get out and your nipples are rock hard, you cut glass. I hated it. So anyway, we have a master bath where you can walk into the bathroom and then walk through into the closet. And if I'm in there dressing or taking a shower, she has started coming in there going number two while I'm in the room.
Oh, no.
First time I went, and she says, they don't smell, which is usually true, but it takes all elements of her being sexual to me when I am in the shower thinking things are about to go down, and all I hear is, aren't. What do you think? A-R-R-R-R-R-N-T. What would you say? Aren't. Sounding like a trumpet in there. No, it doesn't stink, but I feel like we have another bathroom downstairs. Why not go down there instead of doing it right in front of me? And before anyone asks, no, she does not have any health implications that cause her to go to the bathroom a lot. How do I tell her that this bothers me without... I have to reword this real hard. Sounding like a complete wuss, and she doesn't think feminine things about him. God, people are awful in these emails.
Feminine things.
Like, you better hope that the government's not reading your emails, what you just called yourself. Anyway, he's anonymous. So the picture painted is they're so close, which...
I mean, at this point, too close.
There's just stuff that everything doesn't have to be together. I think that's something that can end up biting you in the ass down the road where you've never had anyone to talk to outside of that person. And then so that you stay in that one realm. You also don't have any friends. That means there's got to be equal balance with that, you know?
Yeah. But
chances are, what I've noticed, the women will have more friends than the men. And the men will then become friends with those ladies' husbands. And then if the relationship ends, you'll never see those guys again?
That's the Mulaney joke. He's like, you don't have friends. Your wife has friends who have husbands.
Yes. Very true.
You can't dump everything on each other, you know, like a better term.
I get your pun.
Like, you can't do it. You have to have those outside people that this is going to come back and bite him, just like you said, because it's going to be a bone of contention when they argue. It's like, well, I don't like you, you know, taking a dump in front of me.
Yeah, and maybe not even like the door open or anything, but, you know.
Plus, that is a relationship killer. Any kind of intimacy or privacy, when that's gone, where you literally have no privacy, nothing's left to. I'm not saying you wonder about your partner, you know, going to the bathroom or not, but when you leave nothing to the imagination or like stuff you don't even think about, like when that's all lumped in and thrown in there, there's nothing.
And isn't it odd that it would, like, if you just asked me about that, I would say, oh, it's probably the opposite. Like, women probably complain more about dudes coming in doing something like that, because it would be more the guy. Like, she's, I don't want to say wearing the pants, because both, you know, men and women both wear pants now. Usually, you can't even say that anymore. Women wear the pants. I've never seen Kamala wearing pants. Or, I mean, wearing a dress.
God, I don't think I have either.
So whatever.
You ever seen Fetterman wear a suit, though? Like, it works both ways.
You know what? It's rare to see you not wearing shorts, so you can't say anything about him.
You know what?
You're Fetterman.
I got shorts on.
I know.
Yeah, like...
I do want to say the phone numbers, though, because we are pageless today. That means the voice of the women. Y'all love when I say that. The voice of that one gender. And, like, are Fatboy and I wrong? Because, you know, if you're that close, does it really matter? And then, you know, this text right here, I got to clean this one up, too. And that's fine. I don't mind doing it. Basically saying sex is so intimate. So you're like there completely naked, vulnerable, blah, blah, blah. Why would you care about that?
You know, that plays into the whole, there's a lot to do with this.
I think that's what he's saying, though. He's like, if I'm taking a shower and I think we're about to go to Pound Town, and then I hear she's in there on the toilet. It's mind over matter.
There are a lot of points. I mean, there are a lot of questions with this to come back to. That being a big part of it, what you just mentioned, the sex. Sex part of it.
Sex.
Like that, the way they go together and they don't go together.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no boundaries. When a boundary is blurred, it blurs other boundaries, if that makes sense. I can explain it, but.
No, I think this one right here sums it up. So are you guys saying that if you, I don't know if I can read this or not.
You got to read it.
Yeah, it's on you, though, if it needs to be dumped.
Is it something that's got to, well, okay.
It's basically saying if you're being intimate right now and she broke wind on you, do you keep going? Is that kid glovey enough?
That was pretty kid glovey. I like that. That was a nice recovery.
Sorry, blanking rocks.
That's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Where it blurs the other boundaries, if this is already going on over here.
Okay, let's put it in this way. Let's say, could you have think of the best sex you've ever had in your life with the hottest guy or the hottest girl, whatever your choosing is, but you're in the seediest, nastiest, stinkinest hotel. It's right. It's all the elements combined. And some of you go say, dude, I don't care. I can do it anywhere.
There's no way.
Bull crap.
Such a liar.
I had one throw up on me one time a week. You're gross. Quit texting in. I'm banning you right now.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, it's getting you with the old back crack trick.
How close can you get? Is that too close? She's now coming in while he's taking a shower and going to the bathroom. Women sit down for both. She's taking a dump. And he's like, you know what? I've mentioned this to her. She's like, oh, they don't stand.
You assume they sit down for both.
Let's go to Anonymous, and everyone else, Evelyn and others, please stay on hold. Anonymous, good morning. You were first.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, female Anonymous, how are you?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. 828, you never know. So listen, what were you going to say? You were going to make a comment on this email.
Oh, when me and my fiance were doing it, I farted, and he said that it vibrated his and he liked it.
He disappeared.
I'm over here. I'm in the floor.
Oh, my God. See, that speaks to the other point. When you get like that, when you have a woman who's, look, I love her call, but like that's a little too forward in that situation. Like when you're with a woman, she shouldn't be as much of a dude as you are when it comes to that, right?
You know,
I wouldn't think so.
Remember our mutual friend that his girl was way into football more than him, to the point where it was.
She started
annoying.
She became to know more about it than he would.
Yeah, and yeah. She would try to. She talked down to him in front of us about it was.
She was
not that
it.
That's wrong. I mean, that sounds like sexist, but it's like she took his hobby and made him hate it. It was very strange. They're still together, but.
Yeah, they are, but that was a big hurdle they had to jump past.
It was very, very strange. All right. Well, thank you for that call.
That's going to turn into a thing now.
Let's go to Evelyn. Evelyn. I wonder if it's the Evelyn. Evelyn?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
Evelyn, you're not going to say anything like that, are you?
No, but I do agree with her.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mary.
Wow.
My God. It happens more than we knew. Wow. Do you think he's just being nice because he wants to get his, or is it just because it's like, ooh?
I mean, you never know, honestly.
Right. Wow.
But yeah. I've been in almost a four-year relationship with my old man, and when he's in the bathroom, I don't go in there. That's like a no.
Yeah. Right. And even if he's taking the shower and you've got to go, like maybe you go to another one or maybe wait.
I do.
Yeah.
I go to the downstairs.
It's like... It's fine to be close, but like there's certain.
Yeah, that's too close.
There's boundaries.
Yeah, yeah,
and
absolutely.
And that's one that we don't cross. Like, no, that's just nasty.
Yeah, that's. But the other thing, though, like, gosh, do you both laugh and just keep continuing to pound away, or is it? Go ahead.
It's never really happened with me and mine.
Okay. I got you.
Here's hoping, though.
Hey, here's hoping, maybe. Well, good luck with that on your quest to make that happen, and thank you for your call.
Oh, no. You are.
Have a good morning. I think like, the way I laugh very violently, so I think that would hurt.
You would have to stop.
I would, because I'd start laughing like the way I shake when I laugh. Like, I don't know if that would feel good or bad.
You're like a Sibian.
Ow!
With a laugh.
Wow!
Show.
Quit laughing.
When you're the girl, and we've had these girls before they call in, and you do that as a prank, like as a joke.
Oh, no.
That's when it's too much.
Yep.
Like, we'd have the woman say, I'll go in and blow it up while he's in the shower, and then I'll lock the doors.
Well, we always talk about that party we were at, and there was a girlfriend of ours, just a friend that was a girl, and she was just like one of the boys, and she went and used the bathroom and just blew it up in there. A girl. And like, it was a smaller home, and the way that hallway drafted, she walked it back down to the living room with her with the drift. It was awful. And we all knew it was her. And you didn't want to say nothing because she was a woman, but if it was a man, we would be like, dude, what'd you eat, man? What?
You know what this turns into is, okay, like, you know, somebody will think it's funny, but then you'll have the situation to where the guy does it and his woman makes him leave the house to use his own bathroom.
Yep.
He had to go to the gas station.
You would not do that the opposite. That would not be a gentleman thing to do.
Nutty said he'd go in the woods before he did it in front of his girlfriend. That's what he texted in.
Wow, Nutty.
At 800-774-0093.
Tell me on calls what we need to do.
I
can't see you to get hand gestures.
We got some separate situations going on there.
Oh.
But I think the general consensus is like this is way too close.
I guess whatever works, because you know, you get into them. I'll tell you a funny thing that I noticed I looked this up. And so you'll probably think, well, Matt, you're a fool. You're naive. You should have realized this. I noticed on Tinder pictures that certain women would, if there were pictures of them on the beach, for instance, they would scratch, like they'd take the paint, you know, like you want to paint on a picture with your finger.
Yeah.
They would put scratch marks over their feet. And I'm like,
so you don't save them?
But I was like, dude, they must have really effed up feet or like messed up toenails or bunions or something.
They don't want to give it away for free.
That's exactly what it was. I Googled it. Like, why would women do this? And they're like, well, a lot of women think that, like even celebrities now, they say when they release photos on social media or to the press or whatever they do, they cut out their feet because it's now the new boob shot.
Really is.
Oh, my God.
You make so much money off of feet.
What a wild world we live in.
And situations, too, where they're like, hey, walk on cake or walk
on mud. My eyes are up here. I was looking at your feet.
Dude, somebody texted in. I can't really say what they text, but
foul mouth people.
Yeah. Yeah. They pretty much alluded to it.
We'd get along great.
They said if she'll do that in front of you, she could easily be talked into doing something else.
That is.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's. But again, everyone has their it's a preference thing. Like we want to use the word hate, but it's not. It's just a preference thing. And some of the kink, I will never in my life understand. But if that is what floats your boat,
that's another boundary.
It is. It's also just another like thing you got to find. Like, okay, I'm looking for a woman around my age within this driving distance. I want her to have this education level. I don't want her to be a Trumper or not a Trumper. Yeah. But also, I want her to be able to let me do this. Like, so many things.
That's like what's weird is if you get with somebody and it starts out that way and you become serious,
yeah,
there are things you can't do when you become serious. Like, there are some acts that are just honestly disrespectful to even bring up when you're in a certain relationship.
But you shouldn't start, I think you shouldn't start off having a wild sex life and then it becomes tapered and you just like, all right, missionary, boom.
Like, yeah, yeah.
If you start off wild and you're like doing it outside and, you know, spontaneously, which is the best.
Spontaneous
stuff is the best.
Stuff like that you could probably do, but I'm like, when you get together and you like, you know, like, hey, let's do this, like,
right,
you shouldn't even be
things
asking.
That you have to Google to find out what they mean, and then you're like disgusted when you read it.
Yeah, or yeah. Things you'd rather see other people go through just because, you know, to see them suffer.
See, that is so weird too. That's like some of these kinks, I'm like, I want to say there's some mental illness with that, but that's not fair to say.
Like, why would you want to do that to somebody that, like, you care about?
Right? But then again, there's the other kink where you're a powerful business person and you want to be dominated because you are the dominator at work or wherever. You want someone to even out your soul.
That's the other thing, too. You got to kind of, when you're in the relationship, you got to kind of both come into it kind of on equal footing.
Yeah.
Like, one can't be, I don't think a real powerful business type woman could just meet with like some regular Joe.
Look at that top text. And I don't doubt it. I made 6 figures last year with my feet online. God, I hope you're a woman.
But the stuff they got to do, some of it.
But what, like, even if, like, does she not have to put her face in it? Like, if I was a woman with like halfway decent feet, are you kidding? Of course I would do that. What do you got to do? Like, I don't. Eat with your feet, and
some of them want you to, like, you know, mix the feet in with certain like really gross stuff.
Well, that's sick. I mean, if I'm just up there doing like toe pictures and like picking up like dildos and stuff with my feet or whatever, I'd probably get arthritis doing that. But
this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. It's real Facebook arguments.
Really is.
Screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. We never reveal our sources anonymously. You send those in. But we do change the name to protect that of the innocent, the guilty.
Oh, no.
And it's stupid. Though sometimes sources will reveal themselves.
They do. They'll call the FOF line to do so. And more on that tomorrow. This is Facebook fussing. All right, here we go. Scene number one, Facebook fussing. Playing the role, and you may have heard about this back before Christmas when I said I was going to debut this name, playing the role of Gwen Ann Barrett.
Oh, boy.
It's freaking Matt, man. Playing the role of White Knox is also Matt, man. Playing the role of Jaden Danielson is Paige. And debuting the role of Horace Ripken Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
Insert pop here is Fat Boy.
Horace.
And action. Gwen Ann Barrett posts a picture of a man laying in the fetal position with the caption, "This some bitch be glad I couldn't find my taser and I just called the cops. Girl, you need to add more to this. Is this real or for prank?"
I think it's Mimi I saw on TikTok or two.
Oh, no. That's my property from this morning in front of my house. Well, you could have shot him then. Ha, 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 ha. Hello. This is so difficult. I can't believe this. I woke up this morning to find some random guy, clearly homeless, sleeping in my golf cart on my property. My first thought was, what if he broke something? I had no choice, though, but to call the cops. This is my property, and people need to respect that. And also, another some bitch stole or hid from me my taser.
Gwen Ann, for real though, that's terrifying. I mean, what's next? Somebody setting up a tent in your driveway? People have no respect these days. Good thing he called the cops before he started stealing parts off of it. Or something else, LOLs.
No shiz. Do those suckers have galactic converters on them? Hello.
Jade and Daniel's son. Really? Are you being serious? He was sleeping. Not building a chop shop. Gwen Ann, maybe he was just trying to stay warm. Instead of calling the cops, you could have offered him some coffee or let him sit on your porch for a while. A little compassion goes a long way.
Nah, Horace Ripken Jr., are you being serious right now? Letting a stranger on your porch or even into your home? Sure, why not just hand him the keys of the house while you're at it? And Gwen Ann and that did that smart thing. Calling the cops is what anyone with common sense would have done. Or just jump on it, hit the gas, and sling him off the end. Hello.
Gwen Ann. Sorry, but why do you even park your golf cart on the street like it's a trophy in a neighborhood parade? It's practically begging for someone to mess with it. If you had it in your garage where it belongs, none of this would have happened. And White Knox, I don't know you, but you can kiss lips emoji, red circle with line through it emoji, sunshine emoji.
Ha! I get it. Where the sun don't shine. Ha 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 ha. Hello.
LOLOL. That's great stealing like that. That wino trying to steal Gwen Ann's Beard's Club car. LOL.
Horace Ripken Jr., first off, your daddy, the great Horace Ripken Sr., would be ashamed of your pussitivity the way you are, you woke some bitch. I'll have you know my golf cart is parked there because I don't have room in my garage. And why should I have to hide these nice things like I'm the one doing something wrong? This man trespassed and slept in my cart. Let's just stay focused here, huh?
Hey, Horace, I'm surprised you didn't say that this was a sign to invest in a tarp or something. Or, you know, a Ring camera, that's why. That way, next time, we can at least enjoy the footage.
Ha ha ha! I'd watch that live stream, get Chris Hansen to do a cameo, call it Bait Cart. You did the right thing, though. The last thing you really need to do is invite someone into your house and end up on an episode of Dateline or Your Carolina. Girl on there, hot as F, by the way. Hello.
It's called being kind. He wasn't trying to steal the cart. He was trying to survive the night. Would it really kill anyone to show some human decency?
This thread is the reason aliens don't visit us.
Dear God. Don't get her started on the aliens.
Screw off. He looked American to me. Insane.
Horace Ripken Jr.
Horace Ripken Jr., let me say right now, a tip of the stocking cap to you.
God. I saw myself as a horse doing it.
Wilbur or Ed? Which one?
That is a mix of both. With some Don Pardo.
Don Pardo. Scene number two, Facebook fussing. Again, live video streaming right now. If you're on Facebook, just click over to YouTube at The Rise Guys. That's where it's live streaming, but later on you'll see the taped version. Here we go. We call that live to tape in the business. Okay. Playing the role of Gabe Ruth. Not Gay Bruth, but Gabe.
Gotcha.
Ruth is freaking Matt Mick. Playing the role of Ricky Mantle is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Horny Rogersby is Paige. And playing the role of Aunt Tifa is Fat Boy. And action. You know, not a bad haul these past couple days. I gotta say, so I'm just gonna go ahead and announce it here. Whoever wants some meat, you let me know. But I tell you this, it ain't gonna be free anymore. We can discuss the pricing.
Dude, what the hell?
Yeah, man, did I hear that right? I mean, why the sudden change?
Well, I'll tell you. Hunting ain't cheap, and though I do love it with all my heart and soul, I honestly do. I should have said do, because that would have been funny. Honestly, I do get a little pissed off, though, when I just give all this meat away, when I could be, I don't know, making killer money on the side, to be honest with you.
Damn, dude. Well, at least you're honest about it. I don't like
You sound so horny.
I don't like sitting in the woods with my thumb up my ass normally, but I sure like a damn deer burger, so I'll probably buy some anyway.
Dude, I can't believe you're doing this to us right now. We've always shared the meat. It's a damn tradition.
Well, listen, guess the hell what? Tradition doesn't pay for gas. It don't pay for your bullets, your bang bangs, your tree stands, the soap that makes me not smell like nothing. Or, to be honest with you, the time that I take to process the meat. And be honest with you yet again, for a third time, I'm tired of footing the bill.
Yeah, whatever. I got some meat you can process.
Boy, if your daddy was here to see this, he'd knock the F out of you right now, and I don't mean fudge.
Wow, wow, wow. Hang on now. Don't you go talking about my damn daddy on here.
Newsflash, Needle Peter. He was my brother long before he was your daddy. So I'll say whatever the hell I want.
Well, I'll say this. Don't you be surprised if you pay more than anybody damn else, because I know you eat this stuff faster than a fat guy's butt crack eats underwear in the summertime. By the way, Esma D.
Dude, did you just tell your aunt some as you ate to SMD? Hell, I know this is the South, but you can't do that.
Hello. Oh, no. I don't want the damn meat. I'll find my own. I'll never buy deer meat. And you sure as hell won't be the first one to sell me any.
Well, all the hell I know is that this ain't a hobby no more for me. And if you get hungry enough, I bet you'll damn pay for it.
Hey, guess what, dumbass? You're the one who wanted a new damn rifle, a damn fancy cooler, and all the other bells and whistles you could have done without. And now you're trying to pass the cost to us? Hell knows what I say.
Dude, it is what it is. I ain't getting in no fight over no damn deer meat.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a fight over deer meat because you ain't going to like what happens.
I think it's what he needs. A good ass beating. A damn good one. I'd be damned if I starved this winter while he lives high on the hog.
Dude, believe me, I know you need to recoup money, but damn, we talking about community here. We've been sharing meat for years. You just can't see a world where we don't share deer meat. It just ain't right.
Well, look, scroll on up. Like I said, what if I said, so you can either cough up some dinero for some meat, or I'll eat it all my damn self. That's to be the truth with you.
Yeah, if anybody would know about coughing up meat, it would be you, Gabe.
He got you there, LOL. Horny don't only like types, LOL. But post a meme that also says LOL, but the O in the LOL isn't an O. It actually is a horse's blank hole.
Well, I guess you can kill all... Well, I guess you can kiss his meat goodbye.
Probably ain't the first time you ever said that. What in the hell are you even talking about? I just want a damn deer burger.
Insane.
What the hell?
You seen those memes where they say LOL, but the O's not enough?
Yeah. I've seen it where it's pocket blanky, too. You see that? What's that doing?
those.
It's Pinocchio.
It's usually a chick.
Oh, boy.
You know the sad part about that? Other than my reading abilities is that those are all real. The only thing different, no, there's not a Horse Ripkin Jr. out there, or even a Horse Ripkin Sr. to my knowledge.
Nope.
But there is an Aunt Tifa out there somewhere, and that sucks. That sucks for her.
Everybody's got
poor
one.
Poor Aunt Tifa.
But I will tell you this. What you heard was real. Those real Facebook arguments. The only thing, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.